Well, it was in the year 1793. The Yankee privateers was raiding the coast of Newfoundland, robbing the Newfoundlanders of their codfish, which was their only means of livelihood. And as the saying used to go then, they used to use the Newfoundlanders' heads for cannonballs. Now, William Kelly, he been the principal man in our place at that time, he called a meeting in his fish store to see what could be done, because the population was on the hand of starving. Well, he made a thundered and fine speech, and he offered his owl hooker to any six men who'd take her and go up to St. John's and bring down a load of provisions. Up spakes one, "I'll go." "Yes," says another, "I'll go, I'll go, I'll go." And I said, "Look at here now, boys, you can't all go." So we picked out six of the strappingest young men there was there in Salmon here at that time, and me being youngest of them all, they selected me for skipper. And we fitted up William Kelly's owl hooker for that trip up to St. John's. Well, we arrived at St. John's and tied up at Bain Johnson's Wharf OK. And we then loaded pork, beef, molasses and flour, and likewise, sir, a punch and a rum, which we placed on the quarter. Now, owing to the wind being ahead, we never put her out, but next day, the wind being fair, we let her go. And we had a thundered and fine time now along the shore till Darby Doolan, who was standing as lookout on the far deck, he said he spied a sail, which appeared to be a bark about 100 tons or more. And as he bore down on us, we thought he wanted to speak to us. And as he was flying the custom house flag, we didn't think it any harm. But when he rounded up around our quarter, and down come the custom house flag from his main peak, and up went the stars and stripes to his main top, tarnation Moses. "Never say die till you're dead, boys," says I. "Maybe they're like the devil, not half so bad as they're painted. Anyhow, we'll hope for the best and prepare for the worst." "Hooker ahoy," says he. "Hi, hi to yourself," says I. "Where are you from?" said he. "St. Pierre," said I, with a load of salt, thinking I might outwit him. But he being up to all sorts of tricks, he knew it was a pack of lies. "Surrender," said he. "To who?" said I. "To the Republic of the United States," said he. "I'll be damned if I do," says I. "Well, you'll be damned if you don't," says he. And jumping into his boat, he said, "Let 10 of my men jump in here with me." And it wasn't long before there was a bayonet pointed at each of our breasts. "Now will you surrender," says he. "To your honor I will," says I. And it wasn't long before we was bound hand and foot and placed in the cabin of that Yankee privateer. Well, they then hauled our old hooker up alongside. And they unloaded the pork, beef, molasses, and the flour. "What's in the punchin'?" said he. "Rum," said one of the crew. "Fetch it along this way," and says he. "Hush, hush," said Mark, "to Darby Doolan. He hung his two daddlers right over his head." And I said, "Hush, hush, now, Mike, me darling fella. Keep your hands behind your back, case someone come. And later on, you might get a chance to free us all." "Hush, hush," said Darby Doolan. "I hear footsteps." And just then, sir, the captain's head appeared in the companionway. "How ye now, me landlubbers," said he. "Fine, sir," said I. "You be no great spell that way," says he. "That's so much as you knows about it, sir," says I. He said, "We're going to scuttle your owl hooker now." "Thank ye kindly, sir," said I. And it wasn't long before we heard him chopping, chopping, chopping. And the gurgling sound told us our owl hooker was gone to the bottom. Why, we almost give up to despair. But peeping on deck about 1 hour later, we heard one hell of a ruckus up forward. And there he was, bailing the rum into him. "Yes, me son, bailing it into him." And I said, "Hold on now, boys," for about an hour or so. So rushing on deck about 3/4 of an hour later, each man seized an iron blaying pin. And it wasn't long before we had them Yankees bound hand and foot. They'd been too full of liquor to show much fight. And we placed some in her cabin, some more in her forecastle. And to their surprise, we placed a man at each companionway with a loaded musket, which we found among the ship's stores. Now, we never had much trouble with them Yankees going down the shore, as they'd been too securely bound. But owing to getting in the cam out there off of Petty Harbour, we never got in St. John's before the next day. And there we give our prize over to a British man of war. And the captain been mighty pleased with us. He give us £450 to be shared up among the crew, and fitted us up with a new hooker, and gave us new provisions, and started us all off for home again, because there they had us all give up for lost. And sure wasn't we nearly, when we was captured and bound hand and foot and placed in the cabin of that Yankee privateer.